If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Will your mic pick up my belly growling?
Most likely.
The smell of your vape sent me off. Starving.
Did I say about you earlier? What? I don't think I've ever heard you saying I need to go to the toilet.
I've never been to the toilet. Ever. I have an app on my phone and I press clear.
I went upstairs a while ago, like closing the doors or whatever.
Never.
And then I was like, do you know what I'll have to do? Give the bathroom a quick one too. But then I was like, she doesn't even go to the toilet.
She does not. Imagine pissing out of your mouth. If that's how you pissed. Like, I really need to piss.
Pissy breath.
Yeah.
You're not too far from me, are you?
You're shouting a lot.
It's called projection, babe.
Oh. Listen!
You're not singing on it. We just say a poem or a prayer or something there.
To love, to honour. If you can't come in her, come on her.
My name is Padraig and welcome to The Voice Note, the podcast where I ask and answer some very difficult questions, divulge over your responses and have an absolute scream along the way.
We did it, Joe!
We did it, girls. Welcome to episode 10 of The Voice Note. That's a Rachel quote from The X Factor, in case anyone's wondering.
10.
If you've joined me for the last 9 episodes, thanks so much for listening. You know what? I planned the first 4 and it's been Jesus take the wheel ever since. But what a bumpy ride it's been and we've loved it. Now, if this is your first episode, what are you waiting for? Off you go back now and listen to the rest of them. They're brilliant, if I do say so myself. I've been on holidays for the last week or so and it's been lovely. I've done absolutely nothing. I'm lazy at the minute, not to reference Rachel twice in the one ep. But it's been gorgeous. But also, despite doing nothing, I have consumed my time by being glued to the television, because when it's not a celebrity death for me, it's a celebrity trial. And when there's no celebrity trial happening, it's a presidential visit. And since Biden's been in Ireland, I haven't missed a single moment. And I don't know why. I can't say for certain what I'm waiting for. I think, to be honest, I'm waiting for the viral moment. Like, whenever he's near a steps, for example, my heart is in my mouth. I'm getting that adrenaline rush. Because, infamously, we know that Joe Biden doesn't do stairs very well. Now, what I should also say is I'm not for a minute wishing the man to fall down the stairs. But if he is going to fall down the stairs, I certainly don't want to miss it. Now, at the time of record, he's still here. And apart from claiming that Rob Kearney bait the black and tans, we've got nothing else really, but I'm awaiting with bated breath. But anyway, back to this week's episode. I'm joined by an old friend this week, and she needs no introduction. She is the People's Princess of 2023, and I'll say no more. So as usual, sit back, relax, press play, and listen to The Voice Note. This week I'm joined by basically my replacement guest.
Right.
Well, I'd asked Jedward.
And how did that go?
They told me to fuck off.
like in actual terms or?
No, they were very pleasant about it. But you know what? It was the first time that I got this idea in my head. I was like, I'm going to get Jedward on. They're right. I was like, they're not. All they're doing is recording voice notes and sending them to people. They might as well get one with me.
Someone told me that they saw the one in e-scooter in Paris.
Yeah, I saw that on TikTok. So that's why they said no. No, they were grand about it. Like, now I was mortified sending the message, and I was licking their hole. Send them this big look at the length of this message. Right,
there's five paragraphs,
and then they go, "Hey, legend, we get asked to do lots of podcasts." Nothing personal, we just don't do them.
And like, to be fair, what are they doing?
They're doing nothing better.
They're doing each other's hair.
Do you know what? They would have done themselves a favour by coming on here.
This could have rebooted their music career.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. Do they not know?
Do they have a music career?
No.
No.
No, they don't.
Well, like, the same size as two of them stuck together.
You're not. So. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Oh, shut up.
No, I'm joking. Shannon Jones Murray, welcome back, my doll.
Woo!
Pleasure to have you. Pleasure. Thanks for fitting me in.
What can I say except you're welcome?
I know you have a very busy schedule doing all your mundane tasks.
I do.
It's great to have you. And I was like, do you know what? We'll kill two birds with the one stone. Fair. We'll meet up, we'll have a chat, and I'll get an episode out of it.
As Joe Frost Super Nanny said, you're having a crisis. I'm on the way.
No better girl.
No better.
You are like my nanny.
I am.
Did you see my TikTok the other day about Union J?
Do you mean when you transported me back to the year 2007?
Literally, right? So, for context, for anyone listening, as well, some people are like, who's Union J? But it actually makes sense because there's people now out there who are old enough to be listening to this podcast who won't know what Union J was.
That makes me sick.
It makes me feel like a geriatric, which I almost am.
You absolutely are.
For context, Union J were in X Factor in 2012, and no judgment to me, but I am partial to the Daily Mail.
You are the Daily Mail.
I've had 2 weeks off now, and all I've been doing is looking at the Daily Mail.
How I know you're not at work is how often you put up TikToks about celebrity news and green screen or something.
I know. It's because I've got loads of time for the content, babe.
Fair.
Also, sometimes me and Shannon, we've got like a very funny way of communicating, like, but sometimes we will just send each other screenshots of headlines or stories that no one gives a fucking shit about.
So true.
And this is one of them, right? So Union J, as I said, were a band. They're on the X Factor in 2012.
Like, I was going to be like, that's very recent.
No, babe, it was 11 years ago. 11 years ago. Yeah. It's the same year that James Arthur won. Obviously, the poor fucker that the headline's about is like, I've no money. Let's try and stir up a bit of something, something, something.
Fair.
Right? So Jamie, one of the band members, basically has quit the band.
Like, how can you quit something that isn't there?
That's what I want to know. But the headline is so dramatic, right? It's Union J's Jamie Hensley quits band and sparks feud claims with blistering statement about group's decaying legacy. All bandmates snub exit. Now, there's much to unpack here.
I genuinely don't know what to say because...
How can you quit something that's not something in the first place?
Decaying legacy.
What legacy? Someone commented under being like, oh my God, all three of their fans are just devastated.
I saw that people were replying to his tweet being like, I'm here for you. You've done so much for me.
Well, like, in fairness, I suppose sometimes...
Who is he?
Some of these bands do have like fans. Do you know what I mean?
All four of them,
I know, but like, I kind of feel bad taking the piss out of him now because you just see the picture of him, he's deadly serious.
And you would do a two for a check.
He's getting himself on the Daily Mail, babe.
It's the words as well, ignites, sparks.
I know, but also we're talking about it. It's when they say that the bandmates snubbed the exit, they're obviously like, he couldn't still be going on about this, he's going to have to give up.
Like, they left the band 10 years ago.
They left the band when they got hoofed out of X Factor.
He's just been... And all of his usernames are Jamie at Union J.
But, like, apparently they were going to do a reunion tour.
For who?
Butlins. Trebulgan.
Kind of slay.
I'd go. Now, you could definitely see them doing a pride or two. Like, you know when Cheryl Ferguson did Mullingar Pride?
Union Gay.
Union
Gay.
Union Gay for Pride 2023.
Call Jamie.
Sign him up.
He has some money again. Perfect.
We should do a pride party and have them in. Just Jamie, though.
Just Jamie.
Do you know what?
Jamie and the Snubs.
That's the name of his band, Just Jamie.
It's his
Just Jamie, his solo career.
His new album.
But he doesn't come on and sing, he comes on and he sparks the feud. He does the feud with everyone else.
And the audience snubs.
How did we go from tearing them asunder for the headline to giving him a new career?
Biggest support.
Honest to God.
Patent, copyright the name Just Jamie.
I'm a huge fan.
He's kind of iconic.
Music mogul. Jamie Hensley. You heard it here first, girls. Let's make him a superstar.
Yeah.
Now, is there anything in popular culture this week that we could actually talk about that people are going to care about?
I have something I care about.
Go on.
Timmy Chalamet.
What's his name?
Timmy Chalamet.
I'm glad you got it wrong because I can't say that.
I can't say it.
Anyway, Timothy Chalamet and...
Kylie Jenner dating.
Come on now.
I don't believe it because she would kill him with one ass cheek. Try telling me her ass isn't bigger than the volume of his body.
No, he's way too much of a twink for her.
He's a waif.
I know, but do you think that it's actually serious or what's going on here?
No, I think that Kris Jenner has orchestrated
I'm glad you said it. There's a fucking bang. There's a bang of Kris Jenner off
of
this.
Of the Selena Haley thing.
What was the story there? Was it all about her eyebrows?
Sources would say
that... Oh my God. Media trained, honey.
Literally. Kylie and Kendall, mega mean girls with Haley. Haley ringleader.
Yeah.
And that they've been... taking the piss out of Selena for so long because she's obviously Justin's true love.
Okay.
Sources would say. And then they got caught out when Selena posted a picture of her eyebrows being like, left my tint on too long or something. Then they uploaded it being like, was an accident.
Now, as someone who is very self-conscious about their eyebrows, how dare they?
How dare they?
How very dare they?
How dare they?
Now, I did read up on this. Because obviously nothing else to do.
I've done a thesis.
I know. And the thing about it is, like, I'm not a huge Kardashian Jenner fan at all. Like, I don't really watch it and stuff. But, like, I know what's going on from everyone else talking about it and reading about it. But some of the stuff people are writing about it. So, basically, it was an anonymous source has been leaking this, Kris Jenner. Right?
Obviously. But
multiple sources have said, right, and I'm quoting now, that Timmy C.
Yeah.
Timmy C has a new girl, Kylie Jenner. Following the shock claim, one fan wrote... The streets are saying that Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner are dating. The Jenners are collecting men like Pokemon.
Sorry, the streets as well. What streets? The streets of Hollywood?
Hollywood Boulevard, is it? A lot they'd know about the streets now.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you remember when the Kardashians went around giving the homeless people food?
Do you remember when...
Didn't they do like a charity boxing match as well?
Kim did that. Do you not remember when Chloe stopped and asked a homeless deaf woman for directions on an episode?
No, they are so... They're deaf to it all, aren't they?
But you know what? I love some of them, but I would definitely... It's on site for some of them as well.
Yeah, look, do you know what? It's definitely PR. It's PR. But,
it is.
But we're getting too wise to Kris Jenner's ways. She's getting too old for girls. And I'm a Kris Jenner apologist. Like, I'm like, look, you make your money whatever way you want to make it.
She is mother.
She is also mother.
Also, you've made enough money.
But this is the thing as well. And also, like... Does Kylie Jenner need to clean up her act? She's already a billionaire.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? No one really cares, do
lock
they?
Lock the doors, have a kiki, that's it.
Lock the doors, lower the blinds, fire up the smoke machine.
But also, Timmy Chalamet as a stepfather.
I can't listen to you. Also, I kind of thought he was...
gay.
A little bit.
Call Me By Your Name movie.
Well, that's probably why I thought he was, even though I knew he wasn't. Maybe I was just wishing he was. Didn't he go to some awards in a stunning sheer halter neck recently?
But see, he
is... Now you can wear whatever you want, don't get me wrong, before I'm cancelled.
He is a New York native. He has that creative air. He is one with...
He's doing a Harry Styles, isn't it?
He is.
Basically.
But he is too much of a twink to be with someone like Kylie J with a huge badonk.
She needs a real man. On that, do you think anyone consulted with Timmy C? Do you think he woke up one morning and was like, what the fuck's going on?
Or did he get a text from Chris being like, you are dating Kylie?
But do you think he would have got money for that then?
I think Chris probably just threatened him. You've been quiet.
Chris can do whatever she wants.
She's dating you. And maybe slipped him 50k. But then money doesn't even matter.
It does, babe.
It to us, because we're poor, yeah. It does. But to them, like...
Now, if Chris J... I'm initialising everything. If KJ...
Yeah.
Wants to set me up with KJ. There's too many K's in that family. It's not going to work. If Kris Jenner wants to set me up with Kylie Jenner, I mean, it's going to be less believable, but I'll take 50K.
As what, her hairdresser?
I couldn't even do that. Yeah. Moving on to something that I really don't care about. Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn, they've broken up. Alwyn? Yeah, Joe Alwyn have broken up. Now, I'll be honest again, I didn't even know she was going out with someone. I have this mental block towards Taylor Swift.
Right. And I get it, because I used to hate her, but that was also like secret hate. Like, I used to be like, I hate Taylor Swift, loved her, really.
Yeah.
And now I'm out and proud. I love her, right?
Oh my God, is this coming out?
It's coming out. Oh my God. I just started crying. I love Taylor Swift. I'm out. But you want to know something embarrassing?
Welcome out, babe. Go
Joe
on.
Alwyn, when he was doing the Conversations with Friends TV show, was going to be at the Skull Film Festival in West Cork. I bought a ticket because I was like, Taylor's going to be there.
Oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
I went to Skull. I don't know where Skull is.
Was he there?
Yeah. Paul Mescal as well.
I was
vlogging.
Yeah, I remember.
And I looked in the camera and Paul Mescal was standing between me and Pat being like...
No, you say this, but he was in the distance, babe.
No, I walked in and I went, Paul?
But you're one of those people that will claim that you met Paul Mescal now because he was in the same room
I
as you.
I absolutely did.
Everyone does this.
He literally...
Now, I don't blame them.
He pulled up my tights. Like, we are one. I went down thinking that Taylor would be there for Joe and she wasn't.
Okay, so what it said basically, what they're saying in the media is they broke up a couple of weeks ago. They simply grew apart... but plan to remain friends. Now, I'll be honest. Mm. As I said, I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan. I don't really like her music. I think she's a bit of a moan. Would I be correct?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, no.
Okay.
Her music is iconic because she uses it in a way to undermine men. Like, she had this song called All Too Well. And then she remade it because she bought back her music from
Scooter.
Yeah,
now that was cool.
But the lyrics that she put in...
Did she rewrite the song?
She made it 10 minutes long. I know, like, you're rolling your eyes.
I'm not rolling my eyes. I can't believe I don't know all this.
I know. And the song, like, I listened to it 3 times in the gym, half hour on the treadmill done. It is brilliant. But she goes, I'm half your age, or you're after a girl who's half your age. I'd have to sing the song now.
Who is she talking about?
Jake Gyllenhaal. Because he dated her when she was turning 21.
And he was 42.
He was about 99.
I didn't know any of this.
Oh,
see, this
so
is
much.
This is where the mental block comes in, and maybe I'm the wrong one here.
You are.
Because I'm missing out on all the bits.
You are.
So, are we happy for her?
I'm happy for her because, you know what? They got together just before COVID, and they've been stuck to each other throughout COVID. Like, get rid of the wet dog. Time to live, honey. But can you believe that people...
At least she was getting regular during COVID.
Fair.
Unlike the rest
she
of us.
She has a house in New York. But she hasn't been there since, like, 2017, right?
Shannon, you know way too much about
people
this.
People were leaving flowers outside the house as if she died because of the breakup.
This week.
And then people on TikTok were stealing the flowers because they said she hasn't died.
That would be me.
I'd be laying them and you'd be picking them back up.
Me bringing the wreath home. I'm a new plant dad.
But, like,
flower daddy.
That's severe. I'm not that level.
But people are that besotted with her, like, you know what I mean?
They are, yeah.
Like, I know people who would die with you, for example, apparently, which I never knew about you.
You literally...
I thought we were going to come here, this is going to be the roast to Taylor Swift.
You don't know a lot about me.
Clearly not.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Come here. Did you see the saga with the Dalai Lama during the week?
Suck my tongue. Am I allowed to say that?
I don't know.
It's quoting the Dalai Lama.
No, it
surely,
is. Yeah,
yes.
No, yeah. It's a direct quote. Now, this is quite uncomfortable, right? So the Dalai Lama was, I don't know, what do they do? Do they bless people? Is it a they? He blesses people. Is he the god?
I thought he was dead.
No, so did I. So did I, but he's not. He's definitely not dead.
He's definitely not.
Definitely not dead, right?
He's
so basically,
tongues.
He's sucking tongue. So basically, the daddy, and I'm not trying to make fun of this now, right? But I
thought you said the Daddy Lama.
The Daddy Lama.
The Daddy Lama.
Oh no, that's the next story, babe.
Oh,
no, so basically, the Dalai Lama was blessing this child during the week, and it was being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was doing it, he asked the child to kiss him on the mouth and then to suck his tongue right? Which is...
But it was a bit more paced. It was like, okay, kiss my head and then kiss my lips. And he goes, now here. And then he goes, now.
Stop doing the noise.
And then he goes, now.
Now, what I want...
Suck my tongue.
What I want to know is, are all organized religions...
Yes.
Okay. Like, it's just fucking weird. Then, like, obviously they're trying to cover it up. So they're saying, oh, like, he just has a quirky sense of humour and he says crazy shit.
He's so random.
No, but that's not random, babe. He's, that's like me saying, oh, Joseph Fritzl, so random.
He's hashtag YOLO. He's...
I was going to say, he's here for a good time, not for a long time, but the man's about 105.
I can't believe he's real.
He should be praying for a happy death. That's what he should be doing.
Also, drag king name, Daddy Lama.
Daddy Lama?
That'll be me up in Georgia next month.
With me on your back.
Daddy Lama rocking in, suck my tongue.
Babe, I don't know if this can go to air. I feel like we're going to get this is cancellation station.
No, hardly.
No. No offence intended.
No offence in attendance. Is there a fence?
I'm looking for fence. Fence? Me, offence?
Me and Woody's DIY. Is there a fence? Attending.
I'll know. As I said previously, myself and Shannon sometimes we're stuck for things to talk about. So we'll either send each other stupid, like, headlines just to spark up a conversation. But one, how did it even come about?
I think that I was going through my Sophie Ellis Bextor phase. And I said...
Wait, no, you speak as if that's past tense, babe.
Yeah, true. But you know when I get into a rut of something, yeah. 2 days non-stop.
Yeah, can I play the voice note of you singing the song?
Yes, if you play your reply as
okay,
well.
Okay, let me go back. So this basically now will sum up how me and Shannon communicate.
You will not kill the girl. Hey,
singing cursive.
Yes. DJ. Right
now. And then you would think it would end, but...
Why not give the whole song?
I know.
I'm kind of rocking here.
It's that you're lip syncing, is it?
I have to pray.
And then you would think it would end.
If you think I'm that way, I will pull you around.
Brilliant.
That's
brilliant.
Perfect.
Sorry, no. 40 a day. bringing it down the octave. Anyway, so somehow us singing Murder on the Dance Floor to each other via voice note turned into us devising a playlist for our favourite gal.
Princess Diana.
Because we both share a love of her.
Yeah.
Did you see? Well, first of all, we know that the King's Coronation is coming up, rudely interrupting Eurovision week. Do you know that they're actually showing the King's Coronation in the Eurovision Village?
Are you joking?
Yeah. So basically, I can't believe I'm talking about Eurovision again. But it's a week-long celebration and the opening night is the coronation. So people can go to like the Eurovision Village and watch it.
But did you also know that Channel 4 are showing Princess Diana's funeral?
I heard
during
this.
The coronation.
This is outrageous. Is it because they're not the BBC?
Yeah, basically, because they're not like state TV and they want to give some variation on what to watch.
So the King's Coronation is going on BBC and then Channel 4 are going to show...
Ardai's funeral.
Well, you'd better know where I'll be.
I'll have the hanky.
I'll be glued. You know what the funniest thing is? Whenever someone sees a headline and someone tweets being like, I keep thinking that Charles is going to end up in the Rover's Return because they keep thinking it's Coronation Street.
The Coronation.
No, I'd rather watch Coronation Street, to be honest.
I'd rather eat Coronation Chicken.
That's enough airtime for him now.
And his fingers.
What we thought we would do is that we will go through some of the songs that we think would feature on Diana's Spotify playlist.
Yes.
Now, we've also made the playlist because we listen to it daily and we'll share the playlist, will we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want to kick us off with a song that you think would be... And you can tell us why and I'll play it.
I have one. Okay. And you're going to love it. And I know that Ardai would have loved it as well.
Okay, go on.
Ready? This is a shout
out to my ex. Yes!
Come on!
Yes! Oh my god!
Who's the other chick?
CC. We all know who she is. CC.
Charles and Camille.
Oh, I thought you meant Camilla Cabello and I think that's not her.
Chanel. Oh. But
apparently he was. So they were on the phone to each other the whole time.
I hope nobody had sex with him.
And his manky fingers.
Yeah.
Are we going to get cancelled for, like, literally...
We're probably going to get arrested. Slandered.
Yeah. We won't be allowed near England during the coronation. I'm meant to be over that weekend for Kevin's 30th.
I'm going over on Tuesday.
No, you're not. The CIA are out for us.
I'm live my life.
Just play the chorus once.
Yeah.
Will you do it in Diana's voice?
Shout out to my ex. You're really quite the man.
So many songs fit her story.
They do, because she was a bad...
She was a bad bitch. She was a bad bitch. Which brings me to my first one, actually. Because I think that this is a song that she would definitely have been playing when she's getting ready. Do you know, like, her early days, when she was kind of getting ready to go to the balls.
Prinny Prinks. Princess Prinks, like.
Princess Prinks. And, like, she, we all know that she was, like, a bit of a loose cannon or whatever. She didn't want to go, but she was bringing the vibes anyway. So she was definitely a Donna Summer fan. Play the music, maestro. This is the bop, babe.
I can see her in the mirror with the hair
100% brush. Singing as she's getting ready.
Woo!
Talking about a bit. Do you know as well? She actually was. She was a bad... Like, they didn't want her there. She did everything badly in their eyes. But actually what she was doing was brilliant.
She was icon.
She was an icon. She was the moment.
This one is iconic. It's Carrie Underwood, Before He Cheats. Now, when I play it, listen to the lyrics.
Okay. Right now, he's
probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting... Bleach blonde tramp.
Written for her.
Written.
And we all know who the bleach blonde tramp is.
Blonde tramp.
Big blonde and beautiful. Put that one on the playlist. That's a banger of a song.
That is a banger.
Is that in the playlist?
I'm adding it.
Add it in.
Adding it.
Okay, I have one that I think would be perfect if she was having a Halloween party. Or if she's getting ready to go out for Halloween.
Okay.
Right, so I want you to picture her. Do you know where this is going?
I do.
She's got a moustache on. She's got a little dress and a hoover. She's getting ready to go out. She's cleaning the gas.
Pearls.
Pearls are on. She's challenging. Challenging? Challenging. Channeling Freddie Mercury.
Oh,
and she wants to break free from the patriarchy.
She does.
She and needed to.
It's all she wanted.
It's all she wanted.
And they wouldn't give it.
She wants to break free.
Realize yourself.
Babe, like, I mean, honestly, now, if you think of any song in the context of Diana, I know I keep saying it, but it's
perfect.
Like, it's perfect.
Drinking a can of Foster's to feel like one of the working folk.
Yeah.
I love it.
She's getting down to the normal people's level.
Love.
I've fallen in love. Whoa, do we harmonize
there? That's gorgeous.
I've fallen in love for the first time. Nah, lost it.
Lost it.
That was my fault, I can't harmonize.
I have one now that's gonna lull the mood a bit.
Welcome. Wait, no, this is the party. This is the party playlist.
I know, but think, right? She's after hearing the phone call between Charles and Camille.
Okay.
And she's sitting, it's a rainy London evening, looking out the window. As long as he come on. Me.
Is this from Oliver?
The Cockney jumped out. She's going up the apples and pears. Yeah,
she's finally being her true self.
As long as he...
She's sticking by her man.
It's so
she
true.
She shouldn't have done it.
Did they write that about her?
No, in the playlist, everyone has their full permission to go to the toilet during that song.
That's rude.
But like, if you're bringing the party vibes, she was a party kind
everyone
of girl.
Everyone needs a lull to catch their breath.
That's true, actually, in fairness. I've done so much dancing, I'm sweating.
Exactly.
Okay, I have another one. This one is... I want you to imagine she's getting ready to go out in a revenge dress, okay?
Okay.
You know, the black revenge dress that everyone knows.
Yes.
It's iconic.
Yeah. Okay.
Charlie XCX.
It's Charlie, baby. Oh my God.
Charlie. Oh my
Charles.
God, Charles. I'm weak.
Illuminati.
Illuminati. See, this is what I'm talking about. There's a conspiracy there.
Oh my God.
They've all written songs based on Diana. I'm almost convinced of it.
Charlie XCX, love Charles.
Now, she rocks out in the dress, gets out of the car.
I can see it.
Shake my ass,
paparazzi
flashing. She knew she looked hot in it as well. The worst thing about this podcast is I don't want to turn the music off.
I want to take off my top and swing it.
I want you to swing your bra around.
I'm doing it.
Diana would have definitely swung her bra around.
100%.
This is a throwback tune. I don't think she was around for it, but just imagine she's singing it.
Oh my.
No, it's post marriage breakdown.
Amen. Here we go.
No, Amen is the worst name for a pop star.
There's two sides to every story. That was the remix.
See, I don't know why. I like you so much. She did look this in. She did.
And then he killed her. Whoa!
Whoa. Scathing expose.
My pits are sweating after saying that.
The king's men are coming for you, girl. Ready?
Woo!
This was her interview with Martin Bashir.
Oh my god.
This is a direct transcript from her interview.
This is when she was texting Dodi Fayed.
This is, yeah, exactly.
Saying, fuck him.
Yeah.
We're on.
It don't mean... See you later.
Hashtag on it. I have one.
Shannon, we're not putting Hamilton into it. How can you manage to put Hamilton into everything?
A toast to the groom. To the bride.
The wedding day.
I literally have the most perfect song.
Is it in already?
I've just added it. Okay, go on. Just came to me.
Okay, blade.
And everyone you're listening to, it's My House by Diana Ross. And I live here. Woo! It's my house. And I live here.
This is her to the divorce lawyers.
What is there? There's a welcome mat at the door.
I'm obsessed.
She probably played the shit out of this song. Did they have iPods before she died?
I don't think so. I was actually thinking about this today.
Cassette?
I was like, I see her with AirPods, but I know she didn't have them. So what did they have, like a Walkman?
They would have had, I'd say, cassettes with, you know, the really small headphones.
But she had to do what the rest of us had to do. And like, remember when you were younger and you had to go next to the radio player with a recorder and then like record it?
She literally probably... could have bought music straight from the record printer.
I'm forgetting the fact that she was literally a princess.
Yeah.
I added one more song in just because.
Go on.
So just if there's going to be another movie about just Diana's life.
Oh my god.
I want this to be the intro.
This is when she danced with the fella at the ball and Charles was fuming.
Raging.
Oh my god.
Can you imagine her in her little car tearing around the back roads on the way to, what's the name of the
Balmoral.
They didn't even want her to come, right? She goes over a speed bump, goes through a red light.
Woo! She's the best of them all.
William and Harry in the back, petrified. They can hear her before they see her.
Camilla in the boot.
The queen is shaking.
Your chair is going.
Yeah, my chair.
Your chair's burning
this
base.
This is the most you've moved all week.
Absolutely.
This is burning calories, babe. If they could see the dancing we're doing.
Do you want to dance?
The Duke of Cambridge is secretly excited. Not that way. Now, she could have wrote this song. The corgis. I don't know what. Cut it off. I just wanted any excuse to listen to that song for longer.
Bop.
I love it. Absolute bop.
Anyway, thanks for having me.
Babe, thanks so much for popping on again.
You're so
now,
welcome.
All I'm going to say is that was about 40 minutes of apps.
That was 40 minutes of us dancing.
That was 40 minutes of whatever came to our mouth.
That was 40 minutes of us sitting in our chairs and just moving our arms.
That was 40 minutes of chairobics.
I'm into it.
I'm into it, babe.
Once a week.
This playlist is Diana's playlist, but also...
Chairobics.
Chairobics. Coming to a gym near you.
And on that note, thanks for having me, guys.
I can't let you go without issuing two formal apologies. One, I want to apologise to anyone that's listening to this podcast on their commute to work. I know how much that playlist is going to make you want to party, but hang out till the weekend. I'll put the link
for the playlist in the bio and we can all party in the name of Diana. My other apology is I never claimed to be a singer, so I am very sorry for the woeful singing that went down, but you know when the vibe just takes over, you can't help it. I'm back in 2 weeks' time with episode 11, and girl, you're not going to want to miss this one. If you want to be a millionaire, you want to listen to this one because I'm going to give you all the betting tips that we need for Eurovision. And this is a promise. It'll be the last episode before the big competition, and then after that, you won't hear the word Eurovision come out of my mouth until at least next January. If 2 weeks is just too far away, as always, you can follow me on Instagram, TikTok and Twitter. My handles are Podrick_WMC. Don't forget, you can always leave me a sexy little rating. And thanks so much again for listening to The Voice Note.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.